Your life is weird. Your life is weird. It's weird. I don't think there's any equivalent.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I haven't motivated in a while, have I?
No.
I keep forgetting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're like, I have them.
Yeah, I do have them. I feel like we need to do a little bit of motivation.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so why don't we do that?
Let's motivate.
Okay, let's do this one right here.
I'm going to hurt some feelings with this one, but you all complain about grocery prices, then fill your cart with junk. Snacks, sodas, pre-made everything, then act shocked when it costs a fortune. You ain't broke. You just don't know how to shop. Back in my day, we bought ingredients, cooked meals, ate what we had. Now you all buy convenience and pay the price for it. Stop shopping like you're rich, and maybe you won't feel so poor.
Wow. I mean, ouch, but okay.
Ow is right. Yeah. Stop chopping like you're rich. I didn't want to play that one, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, that wasn't the one that was. No. I mean, it is difficult, though. You know, because you're hustling all the time. You're tired. It's one of those things where you're like, dinner. Once the day hits 3 o'clock, I am so like, why can't it just be 8? Like, there's that window between like 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock where I wish I could boop time machine and not have to deal with dinner or what are we having for dinner or clean up after dinner. I just, even thinking about it, I like feel my anxiety go through the roof.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I'm a little bit different. On that, I have such a schedule. Once 3 o'clock hits for me, I start planning the meal.
Okay.
Then, that's pretty much the end of my day is 3 o'clock. And that's it.
When my day ramps up. I'm like, remember before 3 and after 8?
Yeah.
And we really get to enjoy ourselves. And then there's just that 5 minute window that's just a slog.
Yeah, I know. My day kind of ends at 3, but I'm going to motivate. That wasn't really a motivation.
No, that was just more like a comment on how we're all poor.
Here you go, Molly.
Excuse me, but can we take a moment to appreciate how absolutely awesome you are? Seriously, you've been killing it day in and day out. And if no one's told you that lately, let me be the first. You're crushing it. So keep up the good work. And share this with someone who deserves to hear it, too.
There we go.
There you go.
That's what we needed.
Yeah, that's exactly what we needed. So, hopefully you guys are all motivated and going good. Don't forget gasolina tickets up for grabs. It's a party. It's a reggaeton party. It's a reggaeton.
Look at you.
It's a huge party. Everyone likes a big party, don't they?
We do on this show.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. All right. So it's wedding season. Let's talk wedding stuff.
Yeah. Weddings are expensive.
Yeah.
So they were just breaking down some numbers and, like the average cost for a wedding in 2024, they spent like people in the industry spent $213 billion. The average cost of a wedding is $33,000.
$33,000 for a wedding? That's insanity.
And that's just the average. So, I mean, you're talking like there's people on the higher end of that.
How?
So,
and why? I mean, my wedding probably was, well, I lost money on it because it was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put a $5,000 deposit down on the place. COVID happened, and then we just, the whole situation was so bad because the place was like, all right, so no one can dance. no, everyone has to wear a mask. No one can, we'll bring the food to them, but they can't touch anything. We'll put it on their plate. And I'm going, why would I do this?
Right.
Would I spend $20,000 and do this? This is so stupid. I said, I'm backing out. And they said, well, COVID is a SARS. It's classified under SARS. And when that, we had that SARS virus going on, everyone wrote it into their agreements that there's no refund if SARS happens to hit. So they're like, sorry, you're not going to give your money back. I'm like, that's $5,000. And they said, well, we still want you to, when COVID is over, we still want you to do an event here, like a party. And I'm like, a party? And then I'm doing the numbers on that because you got to have security and all that stuff. Now it's going to cost me like $10,000 to get my $5,000 back. So I thought to myself, why don't I just get like five people? And I'll order $5,000 worth of food.
Oh my God. They're like, it doesn't work like that. It can.
Yeah, it can, but it didn't. And then we ended up having it here at the house in the back. Mm-hmm. And it was great. There's 20 people and you know, that didn't cost a whole ton of amount of money. So yeah, but I can't imagine $33,000.
It racks up fast. I mean, it really does. If you're doing something where, depending on how many guests you have, depending on what kind of party you want to throw, it can escalate quickly, especially when you're doing stuff like open bar depending on like live band, DJ, that kind of, I mean, like you start getting into the weeds on some of this stuff, flowers.
Yes, flowers.
Transportation, which is a big one that you never think about, where you're like, well, how are we getting around? You know, I mean, are you just driving around in your car, or are you going to have like a limo come and pick you up and take the wedding party to the church and then take the wedding party to wherever? Because you're in this big dress, you know, like, are you just going to cram into a Prius? I mean, you never know.
Well, now, at what age do you think parents shouldn't pay for the wedding?
I don't know. I don't have a clear answer on that.
Okay.
And it also depends on some parents, even if you're older, they're like, we set aside $10,000.
Yeah.
So here you go. And I've heard of people doing it where here's $10,000, spend it towards the wedding, put it towards your honeymoon, put it towards a down payment on a house. But this is it. Like, whatever you spend it on, this is your
deal. Yeah. I just figured that, I mean, obviously if it's a second wedding, your parents shouldn't pay for that. If your first wedding, you know, didn't work out. And I just think that if you have a career, if you're into a career, then you should probably pay for your own wedding. But then also it's like, who made it that the females, the bride's parents should pay for the wedding?
That's antiquated stuff from like back in the day where you were like unloading your daughter on someone where she's like, she's your problem now.
Yeah.
You know, back when like women didn't work, they didn't bring anything but like whatever skills they had. So a family would be like, here is $5,000. Will you marry my daughter? And by the way, we've got like four sheep that you can also have and an acre of land. And you're like, well, I don't know. Jenny's family is offering me $6,000 and 10 sheep.
Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
So it's like a barter system. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I get it. It's
so I think that skills. Comes from that time where they're like, we'll throw the party, we'll do whatever, but like, she's your problem now.
Can you imagine? Gosh.
I'm sure that there are parents. I'm sure that there are fathers that have conversations with their future son-in-laws, like, just to let you know, she's expensive.
Oh.
I'm sure those conversations have happened. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're like, just to let you know, she's got some champagne taste. So be ready. Because guess what? I'm off the payroll. She's your employee now.
Uh-huh. And don't touch her. Don't put your hands on her. How did parents deal with that stuff, by the way? I'm not talking about beating somebody, by the way. I'm talking about,
I was gonna say, hands on what are we?
How do parents deal with their daughter having sex?
I don't know. My daughter is 13 years old.
I know that. I'm not talking about your daughter.
No, I know. I'm just saying I haven't gone there.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know, because my brain is not in that space.
Yes. I know it's a weird question, but it's like, if I had a daughter, I don't know how I would handle it, knowing that there's another guy touching her in an intimate way.
Well, you're not touching her in an intimate way. Another guy touching her in an intimate way.
I mean, you know what I mean. There's a guy.
First of all, boundaries. Yeah.
I don't mean another. I meant guy. There's guy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always fascinated me. It must just be the level of acceptance.
Yeah, I think it's just maturity. This is a really tough one, because I honestly am not in that headspace. My daughter's graduating eighth grade. My hope is that this headspace will be years from now where I have to think about that.
Yes, you will. It'll be years. I don't know about how people, it seems like the dad encourages the man, the son in their life, to go and tackle as many as they can.
I don't necessarily think that's true. That's not the kind of house we're growing up in.
I didn't grow up in that household, I don't think. I mean, my
Didn't your stepdad take you to?
Yeah, he took me to a red light district in Frankfurt, in Germany, when I turned 16. He took me there, and I was terrified. I'd never touched a female.
What was he thinking?
And I didn't then. Well, you know, he thought that I was a ladies' guy. I didn't ever went to the parents and said, developed my new persona when I moved over there.
Right.
Yeah, because I went from being bullied and chased around and, you know, bad haircut and all that stuff. Just a target for the most part. And then when I was able to reinvent myself when I went to Germany with all new people. Yeah. So he thought that maybe he thought I was a ladies' man at the time. And he took me to the red light district. And I said, I don't want to do this. Cause he thought, and he was right, that I was a virgin. And so I said, I'm not a virgin. I lied. Because I didn't want to do it.
Oh my God, but the fact that he was like, I'm ready to pay for this to happen, like, that is just not, like, I can't even get my mind around the fact that that happened to you.
Yeah, that happened to me. That was a thing. Like I said, I never did it. I was afraid. And then some buddies and I went later on down the line when we can drive, and we went to the red light district, and then we just, you know, paid for there was like a circle room, right, where the performer was performing. Okay. The lady was performing, and then there's seats all the way around, and you pay like 5 marks, and then the window comes down. You know?
Oh, one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. And it's weird because you're not supposed to have two people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so the person would cover up and point at you. So you can see everybody all around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was awful. And the floor was all sticky. It was awful.
I don't want to talk about more details on what the floor was like. That is unnecessary.
Okay.
God.
Yeah, and then so there was two of us, obviously. So I didn't know you could see these weirdos all the way around. We're just teenagers. And so my buddy left. He had to leave the room. So I just kind of sat there and watched. And then this woman started to perform again. And then she dropped her her towel or whatever she had, you know, mm-hmm. and it was a, she had a penis. and then he left that room because I'm not into that. I mean, I'm out there, that's what you got. That's what you got. I don't care. But at that age, I left that room pretty quickly.
Your life is weird. Your life is weird. It's weird. I don't think there's any equivalent.
my life is weird.
That's weird. I don't know how many people are listening or watching. They're like, me too. I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of like, been there, brother. Nope.
And then
very unique experience.
And yes, it is. And then when we left, when we're walking out, on there was a giant poster on the door mm-hmm. when you were walking in. It's kind of like a signage of the performers okay. that were there for this type of show. And that was the one that I saw was the main headliner. Yeah. So, and I didn't see that sign before and it didn't say anything, you know, and it, yeah, I, it was a weird experience. I mean, just looking at everybody else in the room was weird by itself.
Yeah. You're probably like, don't make eye contact, dude. I'm not here to look at you. You're over there like, who's that guy? He's like, stop.
Stop staring at me. It's like, they always like, it's at a strip club. You, I don't know if you've been to a strip club, but that's, mm-hmm. that's the look in the guy's eyes all the time. I noticed that. And I've always told myself, and I don't like going to strip clubs. I always told myself, don't be that guy, because that guy I'm talking about is the glazed over look, where you're just glazed over and you're staring like you're hungry. I don't even know how to describe
it. This conversation has completely taken a left turn. Wow.
Back to marriage talk. How did we get there? How did we get here, people? Remind us.
The bachelor party? No, we weren't even talking about that. I don't know how we got here. I'm trying either. To like unravel the unraveling.
Oh, my virginity. My virginity.
We were talking about children and we were talking about, okay, yes. Now, I'm like following the breadcrumbs and I wish I would have gone into the forest and let the wolf get me. I should have never stayed on this path. I'm at the gingerbread house now. I'm like, I really want to climb into that oven, witch. Yeah. Please just take me.
Yeah. So $33,000.
Yeah. $33,000. They're saying by 2029. The wedding industry will be $362 billion annually.
Holy smokes.
How do we get into that
business?
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, it's just, if you do photography, the flowers are surprisingly really expensive, the cake, it all just starts to add up. The invitations, the dresses, the tuxedos, depending on what you do, like the bridesmaids and the groomsmen gifts. I mean, there's just all sorts of different things that start, you know.
You got the bachelor and the bachelorette party.
Usually the girls and the guys pay for it. Yeah. Like it's not the bride and groom. That's usually the party being thrown by their friends. Like, we're going to take you out one last time.
Is that how you ended up in a strip club? Was it a bridal party type thing?
No. Oh. No. I didn't have any like strippers or anything like that for my bachelorette. We did a weekend away.
Yeah, that would be fun, actually.
Yeah, it was really fun. So we went to, at the time I was living in Omaha, we went to Chicago and spent a weekend there. So like we flew in and I had a bunch of friends that obviously lived in Chicago. And then friends from Omaha that came out, there were probably maybe 20 of us.
Okay.
And did a whole weekend of it. Actually, one of the funny things was Peter came out with us the second night. The first night it was girls. We went out to dinner. We went out drinking. We were out late. And then like rolled into the hotel and just crashed. And then the next day, got up, brunch, that kind of thing, mimosas, slowly working our way. And the girls had set up this wine tasting. So we went to this wine bar, and then they put aside a room, and we were doing this wine tasting. And Peter came, you know, they're like, yeah, go ahead. I mean, obviously, like, I was like, fine, I wasn't doing anything. But in the next room, they were doing speed dating.
Okay.
And so they came into our room. They're like, hey, listen, we have a couple vacancies. We need a couple women, like, they're, you know, like, to finish out the speed dating. And so a couple of the girls were like, yeah, we'll go over and do it. And I was like, I want to do it. She was like, absolutely not. What? It's like, you can't go on a speed date. I was like, it's my bachelorette party. I can go on a speed date. He's like, these people are here to make legitimate connections. You're here because you're getting married. Like, you can't go into that room. I'm like, buzzkill. Yeah. You weren't here, I would have totally. He's like, no, it's probably the universe taking care of you and whoever you would like. Be like, you know what? I thought that Gary was pretty nice. Can you imagine? It's like the beginning of like a meet cute, like rom-com.
Yes.
Where it's like one of those things where it's like, we're getting married, da da da. Oh, come on, Jenny, let's do speed dating. And all of a sudden you're like, Trevor, oh my God, I never, and he only picked me and I only picked him, but I'm getting married. What am I going to do? Peter put the kibosh on that real quick. He's like, absolutely, like, foot down.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, you're not going on the speed date in the next room. I'm like, fine, I'll stay at the wine tasting. Boo.
I didn't have a bachelor party. We went down to a bar in the neighborhood bar and just had a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Colin, the oldest, was there, and he was just freshly, you know, 21, didn't right. really have a drink of choice. But then he had some of the stuff we were drinking, and he got loaded.
Oh, no.
Later in the night, I had to calm him down a little bit because he was, I don't know what, he wasn't doing anything bad, but he was, you know, he was having fun, you know, so, yeah. But I didn't do that. The wedding, you know, it was so hot. I just remember it being so hot, and I was afraid.
Well, and it was COVID.
It was COVID, yeah. And the sun was just blazing down, and we're in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, am I going to pass out? I'm in a suit. And
I've been drinking all day.
I've been drinking all day. And am I in that suit? And then clouds came right before it happened. And then it shaded us. And then we got married. And then the clouds parted. And I got wasted.
You're like, and I got out of that suit so fast.
Yes, I did.
Kept the good times rolling.
That was one of the costful things for the wedding, is I got two suits. I've never had suits. I had two suits made.
Why two?
Because one for wedding and one for funeral. Yeah. So I figured, you know, I don't want to get buried in my wedding suit.
Oh my God.
I might as well just get another
he
suit.
Thinks like that. I'm getting married, and then I'm probably going to die. So we should probably get a BOGO on the suits. Special occasion? Yeah. Planning for my coffin.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I didn't want to, yeah. Anyway.
Wow. Sure, that tailor was like, this is new. Actually, maybe not. Maybe there are guys that are like, you know what? While I'm here, let's just go ahead and get that dead man suit already.
Dead man suit.
Well, but I think most people would just be like, just bury me in my wedding suit. Like, who cares?
Well, I now have rethought that, because that was what, 5-6 years ago or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when we got married. And so now I think I'm going to be casual in the coffin, you know, just like a t-shirt and shorts or something.
No.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Long sleeves. Nobody wants to see your dead arm skin. Don't make that poor cosmetic, whoever does the makeup for corpses, like, be like, I got to figure out arm color now, because this guy wants to wear a tank top. Oh my God, no. Long sleeves, long pants.
Wouldn't that be just a great prank to do on somebody, though? You just do a, you wear like a Speedo and then a tank top.
You're like, this is what I want to be buried in. I mean, I'm sure they've probably,
I'm sure they've seen it all.
They've seen it all. But that has got to just be just, oh. I mean, there's a reason that you're like in long sleeves, long pants. I mean, the whole thing. Ooh. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
This is the most uncomfortable show. Keep stumbling into these just awkward. Like, what are you going to wear when you're dead? I don't know. Given zero thoughts to it. None. Assuming my sister will make sure I'm wearing something decent.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you're going on to the next wart life, you know? And if I'm going to be, first of all, I'm very claustrophobic. So I don't want to be buried and in something tight that I don't wear suits. You know, the suits are uncomfortable. Why would anybody want to wear a suit? It's like, what are you doing? Just wear what you normally wear in a day. Shorts and a tank top. A lot of arms. Can you imagine that? Because the skin is always such a weird look. You know, it's like, I couldn't be a makeup. I knew somebody that wanted to go to school to become a funeral makeup artist. And she wanted to do that. That was her goal. I'm like, why would you ever want to do that? I mean, that just sounds crazy to me. But I guess, I mean, there probably is good business. I mean, probably a great job. Who wants to do that? I would never even imagine doing that. And I want a hat on too.
Maybe that's fine.
Hat. Like
you can wear a hat.
Wear a hat in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can wear a hat. Otherwise, they're putting makeup on your dome. One less thing, and they're like, well, at least he wants to wear a hat, but sadly he's still really pulling for that tank top.
Maybe I can just clown everyone and just wear like a wig, like a bad wig, like almost like Mo from the Three Stooges, that kind of wig right there.
Oh my God. Poor Wyleen.
No.
She's like, I'm grieving and he's making this a joke. Sitting there wearing his pool boy tank top. Wants to wear flip flops. It's gross. They've got to figure out his feet. It's bad. All of it is bad.
Yeah. I don't even know how we got there either. But we full circled, baby.
Yeah, we did.
We have full circled. So, all right. Friday, we're going to pick this up. Not so much this conversation.
No, please. Anyone listening, this is it. Yeah. This is, if you made it this far, thank you. And I can't promise because I don't know what he will say or do, and I can't be in charge of that.
Well, we never hit the 10, what is it, 10 commandments.
Well, it's too late now.
No, we won't do it now.
No, it's too late now. 10 commandments of texting.
Yeah.
Group texting.
Group texting.
I thought it was really interesting. There were a couple in there where I was like, I agree. And then there were some where I was like, I did not know that.
We'll just hit it on Friday. Mm-hmm. All right. So make sure you guys follow us and review us. And you can reach out to us at 402-915-0962. Also, bpscrasher@gmail.com. All right. We're going to get out of here. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you Friday and do yourself good.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.